Okay, well, hello, everybody. This is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old who grew up in a very abusive home. My parents both were drug addicts, and I did not have a whole lot of confidence. I did not believe that people like us ever succeeded in anything. And so when I heard about getting started in a home-based business, quite honestly, I did not think I would succeed. I got started on a failure equation, that even if it took me 20 years and it took me, and even after those 20 years, I failed the top income earners' income by 90%, I still would be doing better here working in my own home-based business than I ever could working for JCPenney's or in a video store or anything like that. And so on that failure equation, I actually got started, and I failed miserably the first 6 months. After talking to lots of people and getting absolutely nowhere, I wound up hearing about a seminar that was too expensive. It was on a bad weekend, and it was far away, which meant I was going to have to travel, which meant more money out of my pocket. And I was building my business full-time. I did not have any other income. Well, after I got over all my stupid excuses, I wound up plugging into a two-day workshop. After those 2 days, I was able to bring in 25 people into my business in 8 short days, profiting $4,500. The next check was over $11,000, then $15,000, and just under $21,000. And that's all this happened in a very short period of time. I ran off on a whim and got married to a man that I had met through that business. And just a few months after we were married, it turned out that he was not everything that I had hoped or thought that he was or that he said that he was. And he wound up draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards, leaving me with $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, completely homeless. I want you to imagine it's the month of December. You just had this incredible breakthrough in business after a short season of failure. And now here you are. You've lost your business. You've lost your income. You've lost your debt. You've lost the dream spouse that you thought was a dream that turned into a stinking nightmare. And so here I am. I'm 3,000 miles away from everything that is familiar. I'm totally destitute broke. And I find a job as a cocktail waitress, hating that job, making peanuts for money. And after a couple more weeks, I said enough is enough. Got started in another business that I knew nothing about. No product, no brochures, no nothing. I have a trunk of a car. I've got a payphone booth. I'm a cocktail waitress, so I have access to coins. And I wind up starting a business by with nothing, literally from nothing. Reading a script that I had handwritten out, made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, over $10,000 my first full-time month, which was a couple months after I got started. All of this was straight retail, just getting customers to try the product in which that I was marketing. Then from there, started to implement a training system that taught other people how to establish themselves successfully in a home-based business through a seminar called First Steps to Success. Once that thing got off the ground, my income began to skyrocket, $14,000 that next month. My 10th month, over $80,000. First year, $250,000. By the end of my second year, by the time I was 23, became a millionaire for the first time. Since then, I've been so blessed. My husband and I met through our business. We have 5 beautiful babies, 2 grandchildren, and God truly has blessed us with a business that has been very profitable through the years. Was able to retire during pregnancy number 5, and in that retirement became very miserable because I was no longer helping other people to succeed, no longer teaching people the entrepreneurial spirit and really how to set themselves up successfully and how to profit in very short periods of time, and no longer seeing people's lives being transformed as I was in this retirement, totally bored, totally miserable, doing nothing with my life. And we felt an urge, actually a push back into the marketplace to take the message of First Steps to Success that we had helped so many people go out and develop a 6-figure income and some of them up to 7 figures, and then countless thousands of people subsidizing their income, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 extra a month on top of their full-time jobs. And so we took the message of First Steps to Success out to the marketplace almost 4 years ago. August 23rd was our first time back out in the marketplace, helping to develop people of all walks of life, all companies, all races, all religions, all ages, all sexes, to be able to, and all countries, to develop them to succeed successfully in the marketplace, in a home-based business, as a profession, not a lottery ticket. And since then, we've had well over 100,000 clients been brought into our database and into our website, the Work at Home Profit Zone, ever since then. And we have tens of thousands of people who have responded, and well over 10,000 testimonials of people going from failing and frustration and misery, but not willing to quit, not willing to give up, and just found that one key element that they needed, specific hands-on strategies that were fun and proven, that have proven to be success for others, that now they've been able to enjoy it. Oh my gosh. The stories are crazy. Go to the website right now, Work at Home Profit Zone, and you will find an amazing amount of testimonials that will just totally inspire you to keep on keeping on, as well as get the help that they have gotten, get the strategies so that you can be able to build a dynamic business working part-time from home. What I want to talk to you about tonight is very, very important. And what that subject matter is this, is 10 mistakes. The 10 most common mistakes made in a home-based business and how to avoid them. I have got some content here that's going to be firing away at you extremely fast, and I encourage you greatly to pay very close attention. If this is your very first call with us, pull out a notepad, get an extra pen just in case you run out of ink, because this information is going to come at you extremely fast, and I do apologize. I do talk fast when I get excited, and I am absolutely very excited about this information, because when you can see 10 mistakes that other people have made being in a home-based business that have hindered their success, that have hindered them from making that extra $2,000 a month so that the kids could have new clothes for school, or so that you could go out on a vacation with your family. Or maybe it is that you want to replace a full-time career, replace a full-time income, and generate a six-figure income. These 10 mistakes have hindered people from achieving those success. And what I will tell you is I've helped people overcome these 10 separate issues, and they have learned to avoid them and instead go in the opposite direction of them and have outrageous success, which you're going to hear about some of them a little bit later. So let's go ahead and start with number one. Number one, I have often seen, and many of you have heard me say over and over again, that this is really a business. And see, when I first got started, I treated this as though it was a business. This has been my chosen profession since I was 19 years old. This has been my chosen career. Is it yours? Oftentimes, unfortunately, people are marketing their business opportunity as literally a get-rich-quick scheme, which is so very sad because it is not one of those. However, it is a good, viable, legitimate way to generate an incredible income for yourself, whether it's to pay off debt, whether it's to go out and have a blast for a summer, vacationing to places like Tahiti or Fiji or Europe or wherever it is that your heart desires, whether it is paying off debt in a record time, whether it is beefing up your retirement, whether it is being able to give thousands or tens of thousands of dollars to charities that tug on your hearts, whatever the reason is that you've gotten started with your opportunity, my question to you, is it a hobby or is it a lottery? Is it a real life business? Is this your chosen profession? Have you chosen to make this a lucrative way for you to do the things that I have just mentioned? That I cannot make for you. I can't make that decision for you, but I can shed some light that it is a major cause of failure in most people that are in a home-based business. Why? Well, first of all, it costs too little to get in. That's the reality. The truth is that most of you can get started for under $1,000 or $11,000. You can get started for a ridiculous low amount in a home-based business, and therefore what you haven't put out, you really don't have to lose. And so unfortunately, most people treat this like a lottery ticket. Maybe your lottery ticket cost you $11,000. Maybe your lottery ticket cost you $1,000. Maybe your lottery ticket cost you $100. But most of us treat this as though it's a lottery ticket, and most of us build it as though it is some kind of get-rich-quick scam. Most of us have built this in the way of this, that, oh, all I have to do is talk to two people. And if I just talk to two people, then I know I'm going to be outrageously successful. I'm so sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but that is such a lie from the pit of hell. That is not how a successful long-term residual income is ever built. I am sorry. I've been at business for a very, very, very long time, 18 years that I've been at this. And I will tell you that those who have made it a chosen profession are the ones who have earned the most. But those that dibble and dabble, those that just play play around. Those that don't treat it seriously. Let me give you an example. For example, coming up here real shortly, I'll be teaching a prospecting and closing class. It's a teleclass where we spend 4 weeks together going through mastering the skills of prospecting and closing, where I'm able to actually coach my clients out of bad things that are hindering their ratios from increasing and hindering their check, to actually coaching them into how to really do it professionally and how to do it in a way that creates an eager desire for that prospect to want to work with that particular individual. Wouldn't it be great to know how to do that? Well, it is great because it raises your income and it duplicates extremely well. However, most people that treat this like a hobby, the reality is this, is they're waiting for things to happen. They're waiting to get lucky. And as I go now stepping into here next week, actually tomorrow, when I'm starting this class, it's hilarious to me because I'll be asking people, okay, how many hours per week do you work your business? And that usually the person will say, 10 to 20. I'm like, really? Well, what determines 10 to 20 hours a week? And they typically will say something like, it depends on what's going on with the kids, or it depends on what's going on, with my boss, or if I'm feeling good and feeling up to it. And I say, wow, you know what, John, that's an interesting answer. Now, let me ask you, if you pulled up to your grocery store and you know that the normal hours in the grocery store is they close at 9 p.m. every night, and just so happens the baby needed some formula, the baby was out of formula, and you and your wife somehow missed that minor detail, I guess, more like major detail. And so there you are, you pull up to the grocery store, and it is 8:30. It is 8:30, and you notice, you go to the door, you try to open it up, and it is locked. You're looking at the sign that says, it closes at 9. What's going on? You bang on the door, and you're trying to get somebody's attention in there. And the guy opens up the door, and you say, you know what? What's going on? I just need to get some formula. I thought you guys closed at 9 o'clock. And the guy says, we didn't have a lot of clients coming in today, and we really just didn't feel like staying open till 9. So, we thought we would close early. So I'm sorry, we're closed. I asked John, how often, John, how many more times are you going to go back to that grocery store? The answer is the same for all of us, never again. We would never do business again with that kind of a business. That's not a business. That is somebody that is doing a business when they feel like it. And that, my friends, is a hobby. That is really a major key and cause for people failing in business. So what do you have to do? You've got to commit to building your business as a profession. You've got to commit to it being a business, because that is truly what it is. And the people that build it truly as a business, they have hours. They keep out those hours. In those hours, they do the key activities that help them to profit the most. They're not playing around with email. They're not playing around talking and gossiping on the friend with their associates. They are building their businesses. They are doing what it takes to bring in new sales volume, bringing in new business associates, bringing in new clients and putting them in that client base, treating it with the respect and honor that it deserves. The reality is this, there's two types of people that are listening right now. One is an amateur, one is a professional. An amateur, again, is hoping to talk to two people and get lucky, but the professional is the one that knows that they need professional skill set in order to earn professional money. The professional knows they've got to put forth a professional effort in order to make professional money. The amateur is hoping to make things happen. The professional is doing whatever it takes to get the knowledge and the skill and the experience to be able to turn over that professional level of income. So tonight, you make and declare and decide that tonight is the night that you are truly in business. You see, someone who's working this as a hobby is in no way, shape, and form ever going to invest in something like prospecting and closing classes. There are no way ever going to invest in things like Live in North Carolina or Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions or the script book and the supplemental script book. No way would a hobbyist invest into something like the DVDs, Dynamic Duplication. Why would they? Because they want to see what they can get for free. It's the same poverty mentality. The same poverty mentality that causes somebody to count their lucky stars on a lottery ticket, spending a dollar on that lottery ticket, hoping to make millions. That same poverty mindset is the one who's gotten started in business, doesn't want to put any money into that business, but doesn't want to do what it takes to get the skill and the professionalism that they need to turn a profit in that business, is the same people that are going to want to go, what can I get for free? Now, mind you, we've got a free site. Work at Home Profit Zone has an amazing amount of free content for you, but don't camp out there. Yes, get yourself birthed there, and we know that content is there to help you, no question about that. We put it there specifically for you to get you birthed on something, because I know that there's some just like me that were totally homeless, had not a dime to your name, and you need that extra helping hand. But don't use it as a crutch. Don't use it to stay in that poverty lottery mentality and build a business as a hobby, but instead, tonight's the night, declare, tonight's the night that you step it up, that you make the investments that are necessary to be able to turn the kind of income that you and your family deserves. You know that. Number two. Actually, first, let me tell you about Nate. Nate out of Georgia is one of them that, you know, he was building a business on at the same time as four other jobs. He was a worship pastor on top of a bunch of other things, had a couple little kids at home and a wife that was a school principal who only made $8,000 a year in this private little Christian school. Well, Nate plugged in. He got very serious about the business that he was in. And he had spent quite a long time in the business that he was in, making about $1,000 a month is all that he'd ever got his business up to. He had heard about First Steps to Success. First, he'd been birthed on some free stuff, and his friend kept telling him, you got to go to First Steps. You got to go to First Steps. And he kept just going, nah, you know, I can't afford it. Nah, I'm too busy. You know, I got these things going on with my job. Oh, I can't miss worship, you know, on Sunday. You know, I'm the leader, so I can't do this and I can't do that. Well, for months, he denied his friend the invitation to go. Well, finally, he decided to wake up and go. He came out of that, and do you know what happened to this guy? He increased his income. First of all, in 6 weeks, he came to three events, which was crazy. I'm sorry, he came to two events in 6 weeks. Came out of that, and he grew his income. In 2 months, his income skyrocketed. He over doubled his income immediately, grew his team in 2 months by 250 people. This man went from a hobbyist and a lottery mentality to a true professional, went on to earn a six-figure income. In his first year, he was able to pay off over $30,000 worth of debt. Why? Switched over from an amateur to a pro. Switched over from a hobbyist to a true business developer. So, number two, second cause for failure, second biggest mistake that people make in a home-based business is not getting the right training. Oh, man, if you're anything like most of my clients, you have been shopping here and there and all over everywhere for training. You've been listening a little bit to this guy and a little bit to that guy, kind of like Sandy out of the Midwest. Sandy actually was the same. She was what she called a training seminar guru junkie. That's what she used to call herself. She always tried to get her fixed, and she had this trainer and that trainer. She had an entire library of so-called trainers. But the reality is this, most of the information that she was receiving fell under two categories. Number one, motivation. Motivation. You know what? I'm not knocking motivation. There is a purpose for motivation. However, motivation and training are two totally different things. I mean completely different things. Let's just go down that road for just 1 minute. Could you imagine a doctor? Let's talk about a young kid who decides that he wants to go and become a doctor. If he wants to go become a doctor, does he go to a motivational seminar to learn how to perform open heart surgery? No. No, he does not go to a motivational seminar how to empower himself to become a brain surgeon or a heart surgeon or a general MD. That is not training. That is good, but it is not training. You know what? A young man who wants to become a dentist, does he go and pick up a self-help book on learn how to perform dentistry? No. Now, I'm not knocking self-help. I'm not knocking motivation. I'm not knocking that. Please hear me loud and clear. There is a purpose for those things, but please do not make the mistake of thinking that is training. The second category that Sandy had suffered from was this: self-proclaimed gurus that had never, ever built a business themselves. In other words, the business that they built was seminars. The business that they built was getting you to pay them money to hear them speak about information they had not done themselves. They borrowed somebody else's information, read this in some book, thought this might be a good idea. And again, that's great. They're a wonderful reporter, as we call them. That's a reporter, someone that reads somebody else's stuff, someone that listens to somebody else's information, and then reports to you what that person did. And unfortunately, the ones that have no integrity say they were the ones that did it or they were the ones that wrote it. But you know, based by the fruit. You see, if there is no fruit, then you know that what they taught isn't real or that it doesn't work. or what they motivated you to do. And so here's the hardcore reality. Just like, for example, Sandy, she had a library of trainers, so-called trainers, but the reality is it was self-help information. It was motivation, which has a purpose. However, it did not make her a dime. Not a dime. She failed for years in business, thinking she was getting training, but the truth was she was getting motivated and frustrated all at the same time. Have you ever been there? I'm sure you have. You know what? The bottom line is this. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. And so a medical student goes to medical school to get specific, hands-on experience. Hello, they operate on cadavers before they ever operate on you. Are you hearing me? They operate on a dead person first before they ever learn how to operate on a living person and learn how to save that living person's life. And so they get specific, specialized knowledge in a specific field that they are wanting to generate an income in. That's for every profession that there is. It's sad to me that people get started in a home-based business not realizing that this is a profession. They want to generate a six-figure or a seven-figure income, or they want to generate an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month. And what they bring to their business is their need and their desire, and they bring to their business zero skill in this profession. So most of them wind up getting frustrated, and oftentimes they wind up quitting, which is sad because this is a very simple business. And if you know specifically how to be able to run it as a profession, you will make far more money in far less time. You know, I've watched lots of people out there go out and work 16, 18 hours a day. In fact, like I did my first time around, and be able to generate a great income, but man, almost die trying to do that. And really it winds up not worth it. And I've met many people in the industry that generate a six figure and some of them seven figures who are having a nervous breakdown, who are ready to quit, ready to walk away, and just, man, it just absolutely was not worth it for them. And so why? Why was that? Well, through good old hard work, they wound up just almost killing themselves trying to make a six-figure income. And then once they plugged in and they got specific training, specific knowledge, specific strategies on how the blueprint of this particular industry worked, guess what happened? Well, it's people like Kathy. Kathy was already earning a six-figure income. She grew her business 300% her first year using First Steps to Success as her training module. Hello, already a six-figure income. Now she's a millionaire. Now is moving to a millionaire status. Almost now has made $2 million since her and I've been working together. Now, give me a break. Why did that happen? She did not know the blueprint of her business. She did not understand really how this was built and the best way to raise up other leaders. Since then, she's learned how to do that. And hello, everything else is history. She's raised up, by the way, several six-figure income earners since that time. So anyway, not all training is equal. There's no question about that. And motivation and self-help is not training. So please do not get those two confused. Very important that you don't get those two things confused. People like Debbie Tennyson. This is such a great story. Debbie got started, and in 30 days, now mind you, she was not being able to bring people into her business prior to plugging into specific training, to specialized knowledge, exactly step by step, how to get the job done easier and faster. Check this out. In 1 month, she enrolled 107 new clients into her business from working leads and tripled her income. Her first month after coming out of a First Steps to Success. I don't know. All I know is, hey, if a doctor doesn't get specialized, hands-on information and knowledge and experience working on a cadaver, then hello, if you want to earn what a doctor earns, you need specialized, specific knowledge on how to be able to build a professional home-based business. Here's number three, not building relationships. Really sad. And it's unfortunate because most people build this business in a way where they specifically just do it to make money off of other people. And that's kind of sad to me. But it is a reality, and it is the majority of the people. And the only reason why is they just don't really understand what business is truly built on. And I don't care what kind of business you have. Business, in my personal opinion, and how I built my business was based on relationships. And so if you're just using and you're just talking to a prospect, whether it be someone that you know or know of, whether it be a referral or a cold lead, The reality is this. If you're talking to that person with dollar signs in your eyes and you could care less about what their needs are, you could care less about finding what the strengths are of that particular prospect, if you could care less about the future of that prospect, then you're going to have a bit of a difficult time and you're going to have to work a whole lot of leads. You're going to have to talk to a whole lot more people than the ones that grasp the concept of actually building long-term business relationships with people. It's very important that you use tips like that we give at the Work at Home Profit Zone site. Things like making a friend first with a cold contact, disarming that prospect by coming across very friendly and wanting to get to know who they are, using things like from the core rapport methodology, like forming a rapport with the prospect, getting them to talk about their family, their occupation, what they like to do for fun, and then giving them the message about what your opportunity has to offer them so that they can do the things that they just told you that they want to do. But if you're coming across as a slimy, oil salesman just trying to slam dunk the deal, guess what? You're going to work 10 times harder than those seasoned professionals who have learned that specialized knowledge by first starting with those 30 free calls on the website, starting with the tools like prospecting closure rate of millions, live in North Carolina really is going to give you the foundation of being able to develop a relationship with that prospect, no matter how warm or how cold that they are, and be able to develop that relationship where they are compelled to want to help you, where that prospect is compelled to want to do business with you and refer other people to you, where they are compelled to tell everyone they know about you and what you are doing and what you've done for them. And so don't you think it would just behoove you to have that kind of professional knowledge and understanding? There's no question. I can help you step by step how to be able to form those relationships through things like the core rapport methodology or the five core profit skills that we teach at First Steps to Success. And so I will tell you that I've got some clients that have learned how to do this. And through the power of learning how to build relationships, now you may think that you're good at it. You may think you got that thing dialed, as many of my clients do. There's actually only one set of personality that knows they need help in the relationship category. The vast majority of the rest of the people think they got the relationship thing dialed. Well, the truth is, your results will prove to you whether or not you've got it dialed. How big is your check right now? That will tell you whether or not you're good at it. Where are your closing ratios? Are they 10% or less? Well, that's going to tell you right now you definitely need help in the relationship department. What are your ratios of people showing up for a presentation that you've booked them for? If it's less than 50%, you need help in the relationship department. What about the people that you activate in business, meaning those that you're able to motivate and help them to press forward to reach their goals? Well, if it's less than 25% of the people that you get started, guess what? You need help in the category of relationships. And just so happened, we just came out of Creating a Dynasty here last week, and those people were equipped with fresh relationship skills. Unfortunately, you can't go to Dynasty for 6 months from now because there's not another one for many more months to come. And so learning how and the power of relationships to motivate people to want to come alongside you, I can't tell you how profitable that really is. Kind of like Catherine out of Colorado, who learned the power of building relationships. She made $34,000, my friends, in 3 months, part-time, a mom of two babies. Carmen, who runs a traditional business out of the Midwest, Carmen came out of her first dynasty, increasing her income in 2 days by $42,000. The 2 days after her second Creating a Dynasty, $92,000. How and why? The power of understanding people, the power of relationship, and being able to pull out the best and those associates that she had already working with her. And so that is extremely important. That is, again, the third most common mistake that people make in a home-based business. How do you avoid it? Work on relationships, building relationships, use the core rapport methodology, use the concept of friends first and forming that rapport with that new prospect. Number four is not following a proven system. This is one of the biggest ones. I have watched more people just like myself, man, just like you, just like me, gone out and try to reinvent the wheel, gone out and try to come up with some great snazzy site, come up with some great snazzy new fangled fun thing that's got every bell and whistle and flash and this and that. I've seen more people frustrate themselves because of not following a simple, proven system. I've watched more people because of them being unteachable and thinking they could come up with a better way. And as they come up with a better way, guess what? They confuse everyone around them. They may get some short-term results, but the reality is, as time goes on, there's zero duplication, and they wind up working harder and making less. And so kind of like, for example, I've got a client, real close friend of mine by the name of Tom out of Southern California, who when Tom first came to me, he spent years in and out of the industry and years trying and failing and also succeeding, had some great success and then lost it all, had some success and lost it all. And the main cause for the losing it all was always complicating it, coming up with some new thing, always reinventing some wheel, and not staying focused on the key activity that generated the most income, not staying focused on the key one thing that would make him the most amount of money. Instead, he was coming up with better ways to be able to do that one thing instead of just focusing on that one tried and proven system. It's kind of like this. I've got a client, several clients actually, who, for example, I'm going to give you this one little tip. So here, you know, the script. Book. And I have often said, I've read that script in front of my prospects. I've read the script, you know, do a presentation, pull out the closing script, and read it right in front of the prospects. Well, see, most people's egos will not let them do that. They'll say, oh my gosh, give me a break. That's totally embarrassing. This is my friend. I'm not going to read in front of my friend. Or this is a prospect. I will lose credibility if I do that in front of them. Well, there you go. Complicating something that is so simple because ignorantly, you don't understand the power of duplication. You see, only what is simple can duplicate well into profits. I'm going to say that again. Only what is simple can duplicate well into profits. That which is complicated hinders growth, hinders activity. And if there's no activity, there is no productivity. If there is no productivity, there is no profits. It's that simple. And so a simple, tried, and proven system is something like the script book. Duh. Read it. If you're sitting there closing somebody in a live setting, you're in a closing circle with your prospect, pull it out. Why? Read in front of them. Why? Because your prospect is looking at you, reading that, going, now that is simple. I can do that. I can read. Hello. And if this person could do this and they're reading, I think I can do this. When it is shown to be that simple, I've had people do it with me. I've read that thing in front of thousands of people through the years, and they've all said the same thing. Man, if she can read it, so can I. And if she can make money, so can I. That's the power of a simple, proven system. So you must follow a simple, proven system. There's a lot of systems out there that are not proven. There's a lot of talk out there that is not proven. There's a lot of training out there that is not proven. You've got to test things by the results. And the results are this, that if there are testimonies of people making it happen and they're making money with that system, then you know the system actually works. And if you don't have a system, guess what? Work at Home Profit Zone is a system, a simple, duplicatable system, a system that is available 24/7. There's no excuse. If you want to bring somebody into your business and you're in New York and you want to bring somebody in Australia, guess what? You are not hindered by your time at all. They can get online in their time zone, which is the exact opposite of yours. They're sleeping while you're awake and vice versa. They get to learn and be trained and equipped. Even by the quick start training calls that are free and available to every brand new person that's getting started, free and available to every free member that's on the site. And it gives them step by step by step what they should be doing. And again, we've raised up thousands. And I'm not saying this to brag. Please don't get upset with me when I say this. But it is the truth, just to prove to you that the proof is in the pudding. And the bottom line is we got pudding all over the place. The results are everywhere. You can check all over the site and you will find them. Turn the back of every product that we have. Go check out all the videos that are available on the website. Right there at DannyJohnson.com, the video that's sitting right there, that is proof. The people telling you what they have done and what they've been able to do is absolute proof. Okay, let's move on. Stop creating a new system that is not proven. Use a proven system, just like Tom did in Southern California. He was able to bring on board 500 people his first year working with Work at Home Profit Zone. 500 people he was able to bring on, putting them through First Steps to Success. Those 500 people turned into 23,000 people in 1 year, and in his first year working with us, he made over $200,000 part-time. All he did was prospect using the script. All he did was close using the script. All he did was tell them, go to work at home, profit zone. From there, he told them, go to First Steps to Success. He registered them for First Steps, got them registered as a free member, let them birth themselves off the free stuff on the site. The next First Steps, whether it was a week away, 2 days away, or 3 weeks away, whenever that very next one was, he plugged them through that system. Again, the people that he got started turned into 23,000 people in his first year, and he made over $200,000, raising up every 90 days a brand new six-figure income earner, okay? Why? Proven system, proven track record. There's no guesswork, just follow it. Number five, not being your own best customer. You know what? I had ran and operated my own company for years, and I had manufactured nutritional supplements. And, you know, and skincare line and some herbal products. And, wow, when you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on developing a product line, ooh, man, you use those every day. The sad and the unfortunate thing is that most of you have not had to pay that money to invent or to come up with that product yourself. Most of the product or services that you're marketing right now, whether it be insurance packages, legal packages, nutritional supplements, travel packages, whatever service or product it is that you're marketing right now, here's the reality. The reality is because it has not cost you $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, or $1 million to develop that product line, therefore, we are our own worst customers. But man, if you were to make the decision right now, here and today, that you are going to take that product or use that service as directed, that you are going to sell yourself on what it is that you're marketing, you will find that your closing ratios will skyrocket immediately. When you believe in your product, you are unstoppable. But if you won't use your product and you won't use your service on a regular basis, if you won't make it a part of your life, then that shows you truly don't believe in it and you truly are just an amateur salesperson. And an amateur salesperson is going to work really hard and make peanuts. But if you actually use it and you believe in it and you use it regularly, guess what? All you're doing is sharing what has happened to you from using that product or that service. So do yourself a favor. Start being committed to the product and service that you are using. Be your own best customer. Get your own personal testimony from it. If you're marketing a travel package, go use the travel package and take some pictures and send the pictures to these prospects and let them know this thing is awesome. Or if it's insurance or whatever, create your own story with your own product. Very, very, very important to do that. Number six. The sixth most common mistake that people make in a home-based business is not telling stories. Not giving any testimonials at all. In fact, most people just market the facts. They sell facts. That's all they do is they give information and they give all the nuts and the bolts and they give the ingredients to whatever the product is that you're using or all the facts about the service and the upside and the downside to it. And the reality is if you are doing that, you are working so much harder than you need to. The bottom line is this, and write this down. I learned this at my first little Saturday training 18 years ago. Facts tell. And stories sell. Don't answer any product question or compensation plan question with facts. You want to give stories. You want to tell the results of others who have used that product and others who have used that compensation structure. You know, my husband said this once, and it really was profound to me, and it made perfect sense. I'm going to pass it on to you. He said that an average marketer sells features. A good marketer sells benefits, but a great marketer sells results. And that is the truth, my friends. You see, an average marketer works far harder than they ever would need to if they stop selling features. Don't sell features. Features are things like, oh, you know what? This product has 90 tablets in this bottle. Or, oh, you know, you can use this travel package for, you know, going to New York. Okay, those are features. Benefits, you know, someone that markets benefits. It's silly to me. Actually, most people, for example, people who sell cars seem to market benefits. Oh, the benefit of this car is that you're going to save money on gas. Or the benefit of this car is that it's more comfortable and they've got this thing in your back, you know, to help lumbar support, whatever. Okay, well, here's the reality. is that people can get pretty bored with features and benefits, and you're going to get a lot of questions when you are selling features and benefits. And that's how you know what it is that you're actually selling. If you're getting lots of questions, it's because you're selling the facts instead of the results. The results are what other people have done. I'm going to tell you a quick story on this, in fact. How funny is that? I had a gal that when she got started, she was living in a basement. And we were marketing a weight loss program at the time, and I had this tried and proven success script that got 90 to 100% closing ratio for no matter who read it, they got a 90 to 100% closing ratio. Well, a big part of that script was telling other people's stories who had success on our products. Well, in her first 2 weeks, she was starving, okay? She had financed $4,000 to get started in her business, and she had to pay that MasterCard payment back before she got the bill because she couldn't afford to make a higher payment on MasterCard. This girl had been funding groceries on her MasterCard. Well, so her first 2 weeks, she followed exactly what I told her to do. She stuck to that script, and she told stories. And she made $2,000 profit. Not only did she make all $4,000 back, but she also cleared a $2,000 profit part-time, 10 hours, in two weeks, $2,000. Well, after that, she got a little cocky. She got a little unteachable, and she decided to reinvent that script. And in the script, she decided to insert, well, just to let you know, I actually have a degree in nutrition, and I can answer any of your nutritional needs, unlike the rest of the people that are inside this company. So if you have any questions at all about your diet or whatever, then, you know, I can answer those for you. Well, guess what happened? All she got was a bunch of people who asked questions and needed to think it over. She didn't sell a thing. She came back to me saying, I don't know what's wrong with the script. It must be the market. It must be the leads. It must be the error. Or maybe the economy just took a nosedive because I have not been able to get one person on the product. I said, really? I said, well, what's changed, Kristen? Well, long story short, we found out that she stopped telling stories and started selling features and benefits. And hello, her 100% closing ratio went out the door. All I know is, my friends, facts tell, stories sell. Keep it system. A tried and proven system, built a billion-dollar corporation. All they did was say, I don't know. All I know is somebody got started on this stuff, and this is what happened to them. And for any reason you're not satisfied, you're going to get your money back. So do you want these results or not? Number seven, not spending enough time prospecting. This is another big mistake that people make in a home-based business. They don't spend enough time prospecting. The reality is they spend most of their time thinking about prospecting. They spend most of their time trying to study how to prospect. They spend most of their time conjuring up the motivation and the wherewithal and the guts to be able to pick up the phone, where they are completely crippled with phone fear. My friends, let me help you. The reality is this. The absolute reality is this. Cheryl Robinson plugged into some specific help in prospecting. And she writes to me saying, Danny, I am so excited after attending First Steps to Success in Dallas. My second day prospecting, I called 47 people, got a hold of 9, had 6 attend a presentation, and I closed 2. Wow. Prior to First Steps, she was not prospecting. She was thinking about it. She was wondering about it. She was hoping to do it. She had no belief system. She said, my belief system has gone through the roof since attending First Steps to Success, and I can't wait to bring my new people to that training. There you go. Again, thank you so much for the training. The old dog has learned some new tricks. This woman had been around for a while and was struggling and not being able to make it happen, just put her head down, got on the phone, used the skills that she had learned, and started prospecting like a maniac. Hello? Sponsored 2 people in 2 days. Isn't that awesome? So let me tell you, if you have got any issues concerning that, just understand that many have as well. In fact, check this out. Here's what happened to Ron, because he focused more on prospecting, that he, instead of 80% of his time focusing on things that did not produce an income, instead of 80% of his time focusing on things that were not going to grow his business, instead of focusing on creating new this, that, and the other thing, this is what happened to Ron. He says, I closed 5 prospects last week after his first prospecting class. He says, that's more than I did in 6 straight months. He says, I dialed more people in 1 week than I ever have before. And after dialing 58 calls, I got a hold of 12 people. 12 went to a presentation, and I closed 5. Is that not insane? That is awesome. Why? Because these two individuals put their focus where their focus needs to be. 80% of your time, the focus needs to be on prospecting. 19% of your time on training. 1% of your time on problem solving. Make sure you make that a rule for your business life. No business can survive with 80% of the time focusing on training or emails or any of that kind of stuff. No business can. Every business that is moving forward is a business that is 80% of the time getting out there into the marketplace and pulling in new business associates and pulling in new clients into that client base that's using your products or using your service. So do not get yourself in lead deficit disorder. You must get out there and prospect, and you must supplement your prospecting. If you're working warm market, supplement with lukewarm market, which are meeting people as you're out and about. If that's not enough to keep you busy, then you must go ahead and get yourself involved with some lead campaigns, some advertising campaigns. If you go to our site right now at Work at Home Profit Zone, you will find Earn Pro Leads. We are getting outrageous testimonies with those leads right now. People that are, that actually, when our clients are calling these particular leads, the prospect is excited to hear from them. Hello, give me a break. That almost never happens. Almost never happens. Where that is the most common response that we're getting from our clients that are using the Earn Pro Leads. So you can find them at earnproleads.com. There's various different lead packages. They're giving away free leads actually even right now as I speak. And so you definitely don't want to be in lead deficit disorder where you're begging and convincing your prospects to get started with you. You've got to be in that posture, in that position of a professional who knows what do, that you know, that you know, that you know what you're doing. And you are leading that prospect into success in their business. Number eight, getting close to the end, not following up. Yes, this is huge. You know, I've often said that the fortune is in the follow-up. You know, so oftentimes, and even for those of you that are working advertising campaigns, you know what? Call some of the leads that you called last month, you know, that said they weren't interested or whatever. Call them back. I can guarantee you they've responded to something new, and you might wind up catching that low-hanging fruit, especially, my friend, if you built a good rapport with that person using the core rapport methodology that is spoken about at First Steps and on Live at North Carolina. And so the fortune is truly in the follow-up, and most people don't follow up. They're afraid to follow up with their customers. They're afraid to follow up with the prospect. And the reality is that's just crazy. Most prospects have got to be exposed to at least 6 or 7 times before it brings them to a yes. And sometimes when you encounter a prospect, it might be their first exposure or it might be their 6th exposure. What I want you to make sure you do is that you collect that low-hanging fruit. And it simply is as simple as a follow-up call or a follow-up email. I prefer a follow-up call because it says, I cherish who this person is. Especially if you have talked to somebody and they've got it, meaning they've got some good talent. They've got some good ability. They show a good track record in a job. They show the ability to make a commitment and stick to it. They showed maybe they had some success somewhere down in their life, whether they've been with a company for 20 years, you know, as an engineer or whatever, you know, they added a degree. They went to college. They've been married for X amount of years. Those are successes, and anyone that's achieved any level of success in any area of their life can become successful in a home-based business using the same principles that help them to succeed in marriage or succeed in their job or succeed at whatever it is that they have succeeded in, finishing college, determination, commitment, things of that nature. And so the fortune truly is in the follow-up. Let me give you a prime example. I have a client of mine by the name of Carmen, who I mentioned a little bit about earlier, who actually decided to take me up on this follow-up process. One of the things that she did is she sent out thank you cards to 500 people in her business. She sent out 500 thank you cards. She wound up doing an additional $10,000 worth of volume. She profited $8,500. Profited $8,500 from sending out thank you cards. And thank you card is a form of follow up. As well as I've got several clients who just by, you know, doing a follow-up call, you know, if they're marketing a product and they're following up with that brand new client who just got started on that product or that service, following up in 3 days, following up in 7 days, on 14th day, 21 days, whatever, wind up getting an amazing amount of referrals just from following up. I've even followed up with people who told me no and they want to think about it, but I made a great connection with that person and followed up 3 weeks later, followed up again another 3 weeks later, whether it had been through an email or through a personal card or a personal phone call. You know, I was thinking about, did you find what you were looking for? Things like that. And hello, On Work at Home Profit Zone, you're going to find all kinds of calls about how to follow up with your prospects and be able to turn them into clients or turn them into business associates that are referring business back to you. That stuff is available on there, as well as, hello, mastering it, learning it on how to do it. For example, coming up here very, very shortly at First Step Success in the next 2 weeks, and if you're not careful, it's going to sell out, and then you're really going to kick yourself because it's the last one for another couple of months. And so get on board with that deal immediately. So as far as follow-up goes, it's a simple, friendly phone call that is strategic. And as you've learned how to build relationships, you're being able to pull out the best of that person. That person eventually winds up joining on board with you. Number nine is not asking for the order. That's number nine, not asking for the order. Man, we have seen so many times people just have that prospect sitting right there ready to get started, and that prospector is afraid to read the closing script, or that prospector is afraid to ask for the order. You must learn how to ask for the order. You must learn the art of closing. It's simple. You use a closing script. We got two of them to offer you in the script book and the supplemental. It is so simple. It simply is asking six very simple questions that has the prospect close themselves. I don't believe in a heavy, hard pushing in your face close. I don't believe in that. Well, let's put it this way. I don't do that. There's other people that do it and do it well, and they're great at it, but that's just not my thing. The way that I closed was more of a soft approach, letting the prospect close themselves with an open communication, allowing them to make up their own mind as to what it is that they wanted to do. And in most cases, they wanted, 90% of the time, wanted to do the business that I presented to them. And it wasn't because I was such a great salesperson. It truly was based on relationship. And so the art of closing is twofold. Number one, it's a game of posture. Whoever has the strongest posture is going to win. And I'm not saying pushy posture. I'm saying posture that says, I know that what I'm in is going to work for you. The second thing is based on relationship. When you're based on a relationship, there is trust. And where there is trust, they're willing to trust you enough to take the next step with you. And that is an art to learn how to do that. And so please just do this until you are able to master those skills in 2 weeks at First Steps. Do this. Just pick up the script book on page 22 and read those six questions with no fear, with no hesitation. Just read them in full confidence that it's actually going to work. And guess what? It might work. You might shock yourself. Do whatever it takes to learn the skill of closing. You need to learn how to do it. You need to learn how to do it for the rest of your life. You closed your spouse on marrying you and even dating you. You closed your kids on eating carrots instead of Oreos. You actually possess the skill. You just need to learn the art of doing it in business and not doing it in a pushy way, because that pushy thing is going to push people away from you and they won't send you referrals. But if you know how the art of closing based on relationship and building trust and letting them close themselves, guess what happens? They send you referrals. They are happy to send you their friends and family members. Okay, next, number 10 is this, buying excuses. What do I mean by that? I know that sounds like a really odd and awkward term or statement, but let's put it this way. The definition of an excuse is a well-planned lie. And see, like Melissa, who is a real estate agent out in the Midwest, who was very young, 24-year-old real estate agent, who had been failing her first year. And she had every excuse for herself in the book. She was too young. She was, you know, I think 22, 23 when she first got started. She hadn't made any money yet. Who was going to listen to her? She did not have an education. She was not respected because she was a woman, as so she felt. She said she had every excuse in the book, you know, that the price of houses were so low, she'd have to sell so many in order to make any money. You know, this was going to take too long. The average real estate professional, not part-timer, but professional, full-time professional, takes them 5 years before they make any money. And so she had all these excuses and all these hindrances on her. Well, she plugged into, mind you, First Steps to Success, that was a home-based business training seminar. She came out of that, my friends, and she's been to many events. I think it's 7 events now that she has plugged into. She has done $1.7 million in sales. The first thing she said that Saturday morning broke through for her was excuses. She got over her excuses. You see, when you can get over your excuses like, I'm too young, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too old, I'm too stupid, or I'm too smart, or my friends won't like this, or this is not really for me, you know, my friends would laugh at me if they knew that I was doing this, or, oh, it's too expensive, or I don't really know if this is going to work. Whatever your excuse is, if you have excuses, so do your prospects. And when your prospects offer up an excuse to you, like, I need to wait, I need to think about it, I don't have the money, I need to talk to my spouse, I'm not a salesperson, I don't know if this is for me, when they say that to you, because you have weakened your own position by believing your own excuses instead of overcoming them, instead of putting them behind you and rising up and saying all things are possible, because of that, guess what? When they give you an excuse, you believe it, and you go, okay, that's fine, and you let them move on. So you have to break through your excuses. Whatever the cost is, do it, and do it now. In fact, go right now and listen in the Quick Start Training section. August 29th, 2005 call. It's a free call offered up for you. You want to get over your excuses? Go listen to that call right now. I've got an 11th point. It's a bonus point for you. And that 11th point, and this will be the 11th cause for mistakes in most home-based businesses. And again, these are not in any particular order, but these are just 11 things. So this is number 11, and that is people that will not reinvest back into their business. You know, most people that are working this as a hobby or as a lottery will not make the proper investments that are necessary to grow a real professional business. Could you imagine a farmer. Let's take a farmer for an example. Let's say that a farmer goes out and he invests into land and he wants to grow corn, and he gets the seed to grow the corn, and he eats or he sells all the crop that was harvested that season. How much does he have? How much money will he make the next year from that land? He will make not one red cent from that land. Why? Simple. Because he ate or he sold all his seed. If he ate all the corn or he sold all the corn, he has no seed for the next planting season. You see, every business requires reinvesting. Every company I've ever had, every business I've ever worked, every home business I've ever had, we have always done the necessary thing of reinvesting back into our people, reinvesting back into ourselves, reinvesting back into our skill, reinvesting back into marketing, reinvesting back into advertising campaigns and lead generation programs, reinvesting and keeping ourselves ahead of the market instead of falling behind the market. And so have you reinvested lately? You've got to set aside a portion to reinvest. And what should you reinvest into? The best investment my husband and I have ever made is the investment we've made into ourselves, into our skill, into our learning, to growing in new skill sets to profit even greater than what we had already had done in the past. Training tools, into advertising. You must wrap your brain around reinvesting back into your business. Kind of like Jefferson out of Texas, who was 29 years old when I had met him, and he had failed for 2 years in a home-based business. In 2 years, he was able to bring in three people into his business. Now, mind you, when he first got started, he was young. He was 18, 19 years old, and he spent 10 years trying to really build a successful six-figure income in a home-based business and never reached that six-figure success. In fact, the biggest success he had ever reached was about $40,000 in a year, and he busted his tail to make that $40,000 until January. He had plugged into First Steps to Success, January of 2005. He plugged into First Steps to Success. Every single month, he reinvested into his skill set. He reinvested into First Steps, reinvested into the prospecting and closing classes. He reinvested into his people. He reinvested into lead generation programs. He continuously reinvested into himself for 12 straight months. Every month, this young man was in front of me, and he was in front of me with a group of people as well, 30, 40 people that he'd bring along with him. Well, do you know what happened to his income? He went from that stuck income of between $30,000 and $40,000. Are you ready for this? to $350,000 his very first year, plugging in and reinvesting into his business through First Steps to Success. All I know is to go from $40,000 to $350,000 in 1 year, that is unheard of. That is amazing. That is astronomical. And this all happened before he was 30 years old. He now is approaching, he actually has just made $1 million for himself in 2 short years, my friends. Give me a break. He's 31 years old now and single, by the way, and adorable. Precious young man of God. So all I know is, he, as well as myself, as well as Tom, as well as Carmen, as well as Catherine, as well as Sandy, as well as, do I need to keep going? As well as Cheryl, as well as Ron, as well as Nate, as well as Debbie. I just gave you all these stories throughout this call of people that had that one thing in common. Each one of them reinvested into themselves over and over again. And since then, look at what's happened to their business. Listen, you could be just one of these 11 things. You could be making one of these 11 mistakes in your home-based business, and you just discovered how to avoid them. You just discovered what could be hindering you. Maybe you're doing all 11. Well, if you're doing all 11, you need an overhaul. You absolutely need an overhaul. Let me give you one quick tip of what I want you to do if you need an overhaul. You need to make sure that you are glued every day to Work at Home Profit Zone. Listen to one archived call every day. There's 3 free calls on there. For the pro members, there's about 200 calls in the pro membership site of Work at Home Profit Zone. That's there. It's ready. It's available. It's proven. There to help you, to serve you. It is there to raise up your honor and respect in your business and to raise up your income and to help you raise up other people. That's enough to get you started. But remember what I said in the beginning, that the hobbyist and the amateur, the lottery ticket mentality poverty person, is the person that is looking for everything that is for free. You must break that poverty spirit off your life by stepping out and not only getting things like the tools that are available in the success tools, not only going to First Steps, but applying what you have learned. Take the tip, apply it, profit from it. Take another tip, apply it, profit from it. The bottom line is this. This is strategic step-by-step things that are going to help you without a shadow of a doubt. So that's it for me. Hans, I'm turning the call back over to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Bye-bye.